加拿大广播公司的一篇报道称呢，研究发现跟陌生人相比，我们与朋友之间的基因更为相似。这一发现呢，为物以类聚人以群分的说法提供了新的佐证。遗传学家发现呢，无血缘关系的朋友之间有 1% 的基因是相似的。 Canada CBC Carousel Report saying You may have more in common with your friends than you think. Research reveals that mates have a remarkable number of the same genes. The study which gives new weight to the saying birds of a feather flock together found that pals share significantly more DNA than strangers. Geneticists discovered that unrelated friends have a 1% of genes that match about the same as fourth cousins who share great-great-great-grandparents.
Professor Nicholas Christakis of the Human Nature Lab at Yale University in the US said 1% may not sound like much to the ordinary person, but to geneticists, it's a significant number. It means that scientists can make a calculated guess as to which people are likely to become friends just by testing their DNA. Such a test is more accurate than genetic tools used to predict the risk of obesity or schizophrenia.How amazing.
Yeah, so that means probably in ancient times, we were relatives, I mean, among friends.
Possibly, or it might be the other way around, because they say that when we're looking for a husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, they say that we're looking for the opposite version of ourselves. So if you look at husbands and wives...and measure certain things like the distance between the bottom of their nose and the top lip, very often you find it's exactly the same. So they've identified someone that facially looks like they do, but of the opposite sex. So it might be that this is going on and that we're using that process with friends.
Yeah.
And therefore their DNA will be similar because we're basically looking for people who look like we do.
Yeah. Maybe. And also when we talk about friends and we usually use the words of chemistry. That means two persons, they have chemistry. So probably this kind of chemistry is related to our own DNA.
Yeah. Also, the researchers said that the first humans to develop speech would have grouped together with others who had that same skill. The scientists analysed the genetic makeup of 2,000 people for the study, and it was published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
And it is thought the explanation is rooted in human evolution. Early humans may have formed groups that were genetically suited to the same environments or had similar likes or dislikes.
I think it's an amazing study, that, and it's a pity we can't talk about it more. If you want to make a comment on it, please feel free to do so on our Weixin. You'll find us by searching for Sea Driver, and then we'll include your comments in the show.
如果你想参与我们的讨论呢，可以在微信上告诉我们你想说的话，添加我们的节目微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀。你可以在微信中搜索 Sea Driver, C-D-R-I-V-E-R. Talk to us on WeChat.